you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please, so I can ask?
You still there? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, you still there? Okay.
Yes. Can I please have your zip code, sir, so I can access your account? 78501. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
First and last name.
My name's Robert Taylor. Maybe you have my wife's name, Norma Taylor. I don't know.
And you're saying you're to put a 78501 or 051?
78501 or 78502, depending on. One's my P.O. box and one is my physical address.
And repeat the last, you said Taylor, Norma Ella Taylor?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is the shipping address, please, for the 502 zip code ending?
The 502 is a P.O. box. It's mm-hmm. P.O. box 4276.
Thank you. Let me see. I see her note was in on May 14 for $7.95 for our neck massager. Your wife placed the order.
Yeah, so how can I? $67.32 on 5/18.
That is for the item because she did not call in her trial. As long as the customer calls in their trial, they don't get billed for the item. It's stated to her in the terms and agreements.
So she had to call in and do something? Is that what
she had to call in to prevent the charge for the $67.32 not to go through. If she did not want the item or she did not want to continue or she didn't want to get billed for the item, she had to call in and cancel. The only way that the item stays free is if she calls in and cancels. If she doesn't call in and cancel, then she gets billed for that item.
Hmm. Well, she doesn't want it, so how can I give it back to you and get my money back?
Automatically, the charge is valid due to terms and policies, sir, that she does agree upon. What I could do as a customer courtesy, I can apply a 35% refund of the charge that was into the account, but we have a no-return policy. That's why she was in trial basis to call in and cancel.
All right, I'll have to check with her because I didn't make it. Anyway, I appreciate your information because I wasn't sure what that was.
Will you like me to apply that 35% refund?
Well, not yet. Let me check with her first. We don't want to get...
No, that's fine.
Too, right? Okay. All right. I appreciate your help. Thanks.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.
Sure. Goodbye.